Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Obviously Observed. Hypnosis is interesting. No matter how it is being used or why it has an effect, those effects can be big or small, they can be obvious or subtle. But when I'm doing certain things to you, watching, observing each and every single reaction that you show in your body, your posture, your face, your eyes, every little change, every minuscule effect will be obviously observed by me. Now, what's really fun about this is that it doesn't even matter where you are. The outside world may not notice those little changes. They may be unaware of what you're listening to. But I know. And you know as well. And because we both know that you like being manipulated through hypnotic suggestion, feeling the language linger and tease here and there. Those imperceptible perceptions slowly add up to very visible details. For example, others may be unaware of the change in your breathing since you started listening to this. They would be unaware of how your blinking adjusted. And while I can easily notice those changes, those reactions to my words, they wouldn't tell anyone else anything, but to me they are books of information. They are long, beautiful tales of how you feel and how you are reacting. In a way, I could just choose to play with innocent words, suggestive language that merely hints at the naughtiness that is about to follow. And you are still here listening, knowing that my words will get increasingly more devious and depraved, dripping with lust and need, filled with craving that melts thought. Even begun yet, but I can notice the change in your body as I hinted. The temperature of your face, slight shifts in color, the corners of your mouth preparing for something. every little beautiful reaction, all those little changes adding up to a whole tale of teasing, a story of lust. Language can be elegant and simple in how it affects you. Waves of words that weave themselves around your thoughts. Spirals in the sky, clouds of beautiful color, swirling with meaning until they land into a tease. I wonder when your legs will begin to express the squirming that is forming. And I wonder where I can most easily tell that the arousal grows with every word. As you do your best to stay quiet and still, trying not to show any outward effect of these words, I'm smiling as I can tell that desire is growing. My eyes twinkle as they keep observing you, noticing those subtle signs of arousal spreading through your body as suggestions slowly settle. I wonder if it will be expressed as a heat in a certain place. The squirming of your legs, the contracting of your thighs, slowly signaling the building of desire. Other parts of your body react as well, showing sensitivity that can be noticed with the tiniest of movements, every breath enough to remind you that your body is getting increasingly more sensitive. You are affected by my words, and to me, all those little changes that you show, all those reactions you unconsciously share, obviously observed. Now I could just stop here and leave you with some frustration, but I think you know better than that. Once I notice that you are reacting, I might as well tease you a little. As you unconsciously focus on the little details of my voice, the smile on my lips that's clear in my words, you can almost feel my inner glee as I know that you're reacting so nicely to the teases. Little drips of desire, a warm heat of need, and an unconscious craving creating waves with every breath, wanting to do something about it, but also doing your best to stay still. But I notice Every breath betrays your desire. All those slow, measured movements trying to hold back the heat, the craving. Show what's hiding underneath. Every wave of wanting that spreads down your spine, causing deep shivers of desire. So nice to see the beauty of your inner craving creates waves that I can observe. And with every breath, the blush flows and glows and tells me of the inner need that you feel. Imagine that you're walking right now, your thighs rubbing together, your body moving, unable to sit still, feeling friction of your, well, everything. And the more you feel those movements, the friction teasing your body, making it ache for more, crave for more stimulation. Inside and out, the desire begins to spread so quickly. And the more it spreads, the deeper it affects you. Still watching you, observing you, teasing, tantalizing truths out of your body. As I continue to observe the obvious changes inside, yet hidden to the rest of the world. Like I said, maybe I should stop. Maybe I should let all those feelings fade away again so you can return to that blissful innocence without any arousal. Then again, there is some perverted pleasure in knowing that you're affected by these words, isn't there? There's a lovely, naughty truth in that I can notice all these naughty needs inside of you, isn't there? And I'm going to count down. Now you may be aware of what happens with a countdown, how it builds up in your body, how it creates these waves of need that just ache for a release. Every number is like another shock of pleasure, sometimes smooth, sometimes sharp, but no less innocent and intense. 10, see, just a number that allows you to feel so good. 9, as the pleasure keeps growing and subtly showing in your body. 8, there's no escape from the sensations, they just keep getting stronger. 7, as they slowly may overwhelm your ability to hold them back, you still do your best to outwardly stay silent. 6, but it's growing so quickly, so powerfully. Each wave of intensity edging you closer to certain sensations. 5. Can you hold on a few more numbers, staying quiet, keeping in those moans or squirming sounds of pleasure? 4. As each number continues to sharply shock you with sensual sensations that spread everywhere. 3. And afterwards, would you be free to feel whatever you want, just letting out whatever sounds you desire as you feel it building and building and building more intensely. 2. You're getting so close, wondering what I will do once I reach past the next number. The pleasure just pushing inside, tempting. 1. Teasing you so close to an edge, so depraved, delightfully perverted, so naughty and dripping and dropping and needing, craving, and everything just feels so good. Just the wonderful waves of pleasure, the deep enjoyment of arousal and craving filling your body in every cell, every breath. You feel how it wants, how it needs, how it embraces the craving inside. Your breathing is far from innocent, as slowly signs of arousal have been spreading through your body. You'll have to do your best to hold it back. You have to try hard to stay silent, still. Even if those waves keep growing, keep pushing, keep teasing you inside, stimulation and sensations spiraling out of control inside your body, tantalizing sensations on your skin, pulling and pushing, lapping it all up. And then suddenly it stops. The emptiness, the absence of it, almost more frustrating than the pleasure. Although you know that at any time it could return while listening to me. Although you might be inspired to do something about the desire that is still lingering a little, tempting you from the shadows, teasing you from the sidelines. There's still some of that arousal that needs spreading through your body, trying to hide and all the more noticeable because of it. In a moment, I'm just going to say the word wake. The pleasure might be awakened as well. wake, and enjoy.